From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, evidence pointing to a bomb that downed a Russian jetliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down the Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Saturday after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport, killing all 224 people on board. An affiliate of the Islamic State has taken responsibility. A team of British aviation experts went to the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport to assess security there before any British flights will be allowed to leave the region. Philip Hammond is the British Foreign Secretary.
We have concluded that we have to change our travel advice, and we are now advising against all but essential travel by air through Sharm el-Sheikh Airport. That means that there will be no UK passenger flights out to Sharm el-Sheikh from now.
A White House spokesman Wednesday said U.S. air safety experts warned commercial airlines months ago they were at potential risk associated with extremist activity if they flew over the Sinai. Meanwhile, experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism, while some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some of the victims. A cargo plane crashed Wednesday in South Sudan shortly after takeoff from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. A young child was the lone survivor. The Russian-built Antonov turboprop crashed just 800 meters from the runway in thick woodland along the shore of the White Nile River. Meanwhile, UN experts have told the Security Council the warring parties in South Sudan are stockpiling weapons and ammunition in violation of an August peace agreement. The experts say the government and rebel forces have failed to implement a ceasefire. This is VOA News.